Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Phyllis. How may I assist you?
Hi, I'm calling in regard to an email that I received from you a couple, 3 weeks ago now regarding my Discovery account.
I'll be glad to help. Yeah, let me check with that. Do you have your customer ID number?
Not with me. Can you use a phone number?
Oh, certainly. Can I? Actually, I can do it with your last name.
Okay. Kish, K-I-S-H.
And may I have your zip code, please?
44241.
All right. I'm so sorry, but it just kicked me out of my system. So hold on. I'm going to have to log back in.
I love computers.
I know. I'd stepped out for lunch. And when I came back, I think we had a power surge because my laptop definitely wasn't in the same position. My screen wasn't the same screen I left it on.
Yeah, I know that feeling very well. I love smartphones, but I hate them at the same time for that same reason. You never know where they're going to return you to.
That's so right.
And it's never where you think where you left it.
That's right. All right, there it goes. All right, just a moment. Let me get logged back in.
Sure. Oh, it had to reboot it completely, huh?
It kicked me completely out of the system. I was, okay. That's all right. The afternoon will be better.
Networks are a godsend, but they're also from hell.
That's true. That is true.
It's great being able to share information as quickly and easily as you can now.
Certainly. And you know, when you've got, you know, I've got family all over the country, and it's really helped us reconnect, you know, with cousins and stuff that I knew as a kid, but they're still all up north, and my mom and dad moved us to Alabama. And so I had cousins that I hadn't talked to in 20 years that I was able to connect with on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's great being able to call anybody in the country or in the world for
certainly.
That matter.
Yes.
And it's all the same charge now.
Yes. Right. Isn't that something? I remember when my brother was in the Navy, he was stationed in San Juan, Puerto Rico, when that hurricane hit in the mid 80s.
Okay.
And he actually made a ship to shore call to us.
Oh, wow. That must have been expensive.
We don't know. Well, I'm sure it was for the Navy, but that hurricane just about wiped out the island. And it was 3 days after the hurricane before we were able to hear anything from him. And when the operator came on, he had to give me instructions on how to speak with a ship to shore call. And what I could and could not say or ask.
Okay.
Just because.
Oh, because it was airways. Yeah.
Open airways, yes. And I had to say over when I was finished with my sentence and all of that. It was really interesting. But I was glad to receive the call.
Well, it's good that I was able to do that at least.
Certainly.
Because,
you know, 10 or 20 years before, it would have never happened.
Yeah, I know when I was growing up, my parents used to dread getting the phone bills because of the long distance charges.
Yes, yes. Now,
my mother had family in Virginia, and we were in Indiana, so.
Yes, yes, and imagine moving a preteen to Alabama with all of her best friends still in Michigan.
Oh, that, yes, definitely.
That was a struggle. I bet you I got my tan high, my hide tan more than once for that phone bill. Now, which collection are you calling in reference to?
It would be the Discovery one, I believe. I received an email that said that my credit card was declined.
All right, let's take a look at that.
And I'm not sure. I just got new credit card numbers on some accounts.
Right.
So that may have been why it was declined.
Certainly. Can I get you to verify your address, please?
755 Bridgeport, number 105, Streetsboro, Ohio.
All right.
44241.
All right.
Can't forget the zip code.
Okay, so it's Bridgeport. Did you say Avenue?
I think it is an Avenue, yes.
Okay, and then it was number 101?
105.
105. Okay, they didn't have the number on it. I just wanted to make certain we had that correct. We don't want to have any issues with your shipments.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
So we've got that fixed.
I'm sure you do, because otherwise it doesn't get to the right address, right person.
Well, now, if you have a really good mail carrier, they'll usually take care of that for you.
Okay.
But it takes a really, and those have become
discoveries.
Yeah, and those have been very few and far between anymore.
True.
A really good mail carrier. They work. They you know, they used to be called overpaid and underworked, and now they're overpaid and overworked.
And overworked. Yes.
They're still overpaid, but they're overworked now. All right, I'm ready to take that new card number.
Let's use 5449 2859 2616 5585.
All right, and that expiration date?
325.
Okay, now to make certain I've put this in correct, would you mind repeating that card number?
5449 2859 2616 5585.
Thank you, and that expires 3/25.
Yes.
All right, just a moment.
And I also noticed I haven't received any Discovery models for quite a while, several months. And I don't know if it's because, like you say, the address was in wrong or
if
they just
haven't
released anything.
No, I show a shipment went to the warehouse on May the 7th. And so you haven't received anything? Let me check that.
The last shipment I got was a Galactica model, and the one before that was okay. I do have something, the Section 31 Nimrod class is the last model I received from the Discoveries.
Okay, let me look.
And that may have come around May. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's it. Yes, sir. That's it.
Okay.
Okay. And so you've got the one that's going to be coming shortly is the BAUL fighter.
Okay.
And that'll be, now that we have the new credit card number, they'll go ahead and bill it most likely tomorrow. And then hopefully it'll be shipped out by the end of the week or the first of next week.
Okay. Terrific.
All right. Well, now, is there anything else I can do for you today?
Oh, I hope not.
All right.
I hate it when my credit cards change.
I know my husband panics over that too. I've got to change everything. It's like, no, you don't really, because if the credit, honestly, if it's just a an expiration date that's changed,
yeah.
If you have a reoccurring bill, your bank will usually continue to honor it for a little while before they make you change it. Usually.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
I haven't experienced that, but it makes it easier to change at least.
Yes, sir, it certainly does.
You still have to call and change and tell them, okay, here's the new date.
Well, now see, and with us, we only retain the last four digits on the card. So we have to get the whole number and the new date.
Okay. Oh, I'm sure you have a whole number somewhere because that's the only way you could charge it from month to month.
Oh, so I'm certain. That's the only way. That's all that we can see is the last four digits.
Yeah.
So it's in the file, but it's just not where it's visible to, you know, anybody.
Yeah.
That's security.
Security precautions. Yeah.
And certainly. You know, I know I love every one of our Eagle Moss employees and everybody that has access to your account, and I trust every one of them. But I would, you know, things happen. I know when my children were little,
I just gave you the full 16. So
you sure did. I had to have it. Our manager at our pediatrician's office stole two or three patients' ID. Well, they didn't steal it. She just opened up credit card accounts in the child's name.
Okay.
And the parents knew nothing about it.
Oh.
And, you know, and so when bills finally start coming to their house, and they found out, you know, because she stopped making her payments or what, because this had gone on for a couple of years. And they stopped making her payments, and then the parents start getting these credit bill call, you know, creditor calls.
Yeah.
And that's how they found out. And it was, like, terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
And it definitely makes you, you know, hesitant to find that out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very true. Although now they have that new credit card, I forget what it's called, but it's designed for young kids and such where you can put the monthly or their weekly allowance on it for them.
To teach them how to handle a card.
Yeah.
My mom just handled me my $1.50.
I think that's rather smart considering that credit cards are the most prevalent form of payment nowadays.
That's right. Cards of any form, credit card, a debit card, anything. It certainly is.
When we were growing up, it was cash, but...
Yes. Yes, and some people look at you like you're crazy when you try to start counting out your coins, and it's like, well, this is still... Anyway, now, Mr. Kish, is there anything else I can do for you today?
Nope, that's it. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, sir. I thank you for calling us here at Eagle Moss. You too. It's been my pleasure to help you today. And I thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Bye-bye.
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm also getting the Star Trek novels.
Yes.
Is there a reason that there are four per month now?
Because they are coming to an end. And so that's just pushing you through your subscription.
Okay, when will that be ending then? Because I understood that they have like 200 volumes now.
I asked that just yesterday, and I was told there was only 150 volumes.
Oh.
And let's see where you're at. Well, your card expired. We got to change your card on that one also.
Really? I just got those today.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. And that is... See, you received 67, 75, 76, and 77.
Yeah. That was today.
So whenever you get through to the 100 to 150... books.
Oh,
you'll be finished.
Well into the hundreds already.
Yeah, I saw that before, but it would be a lot to combine them. But
I know at one point they ran out of some issues, so I think they're trying to catch me up on those too.
Yes.
Oh, this was the first shipment that really had anything out of order.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so that's picking up from the ones that we had skipped over previously.
Yeah. And let's see, my issues before that went to 127, it looks like. So you said there's about 150, so within the year then.
Yes, sir. You want to go ahead and get this credit, get the credit card updated on this one also?
Yeah, I guess you better. But I'm sort of surprised that they were able to ship if that one had expired.
Well, sometimes, like I said, if it's a recurring charge, your bank will honor it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what card I did have with that. We'll change that to the same card that I gave you earlier. And I know I have to repeat it for you. But
okay.
5449-2859-2616-5585.
And that expires?
325. 325.
All right. Now, to make certain I've entered this correctly, please repeat that card number.
5449-2859-2616-5585. And anybody who's listening out there on clone phones and everything, you got it now, too.
Oh, goodness. All right. So we've got that updated. Now, on this one, your next billing is going to be on June the 22nd.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Oh, okay.
Wow, yeah. You're pushing those out quickly then.
Yes, sir. Well, that is every 4 weeks. We're just hoping to get them on out so that we can, you know, you get all that you are due from your subscription before it comes to an end.
Okay. Okay, anything else coming to an end?
I'm
keeping you, but.
No, you're fine. Let's see. You have battle. Let me look and see.
Discovery. Galactica and Star Trek novels.
In the Star Trek series, it's only the novels.
Okay.
Let's go and look at the rest of them. Here we go. Oh, nothing that you do. Disney
okay.
Animal World, Disney Cakes and Sweets, WWE, and our Knit and Stitch.
Oh, really? WWE is ending too? That's
yes, sir.
You just started that.
Yeah. We had issues with licensing.
Ah, okay. They're getting expensive, huh?
Well, that and, you know, they just want to be so difficult. And so we just want to say, you know, we want to make things available to our customers. And if you're not going to be, if y'all don't want to play well with your fans, then, you know, we'll just discontinue this service.
Yeah. WWE always has been a hard,
mm-hmm.
hard group to bargain with.
That's,
they
I
do
I
a
thought
lot,
so too.
But,
mm-hmm.
but they're difficult.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, so much pity.
There it is.
I never got into those.
I mean, for the customer, for their fans, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess they just wanted more money to line their pockets than anybody else's.
Yeah,
all right.
I know that feeling.
Yes, sir. Well, now, Mr. Kish, is there anything else I can do for you today?
God, I hope not.
All right, sir. Well, I thank you so much for calling us here at Eagle Moss. It's been my pleasure. You have a great afternoon.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.